Welcome to Recreate Your Life, Morty Lefko's weekly podcast. Discover how you can transform the quality of your life. Find out simple ways to change and make that change last. Learn how to eliminate limiting beliefs. Discover how to become the person you've always wanted to be and live the life you've always wanted to live. Each week, one of the keys to change is handed to you. This is Recreate Your Life with your host, Morty Lefko.
Hi, this is Morty Lefko with blog post number 82. Today is December 6, 2011. Are your beliefs dumbing you down? This week, for the very first time in the 3 years I've been writing this blog, I'm devoting the entire space to reprinting an article written by someone else. I think Ann Lieberman, who's a certified Lefko Method facilitator, has written a brilliant piece on how beliefs can literally make us less intelligent. I think you'll find her article fascinating and useful. Here we go. The rest of this post is Ann's. As a Lefko Method practitioner, I spend my days working with clients to eliminate beliefs that are adversely affecting them. The central tenet of the Lefko Method is that our beliefs drive our behavior. I find it exciting to read research by others that confirms and extends this basic idea. The work of Stanford professor Carol Dweck illustrates the connection between beliefs and the kind of behavior that primes us for success or failure. As a young researcher, Dweck was obsessed by how people cope with failure. She decided to investigate failure by inviting children into her lab to solve puzzles. After a few easy-to-solve examples, she gave her unsuspecting subjects some doozies and investigated their strategies as they grunted, sweated, and chewed their pencils. Probing their thinking and feeling, she expected to see differences in how kids cope with failure. What she saw astonished her. One 10-year-old, confronted with the hard puzzles, pulled up his chair, rubbed his hands together, smacked his lips, and said, "I love a challenge." Another attacked the task with equal relish and said, "You know, I was hoping this would be informative." Dweck was flummoxed. She thought you either cope with failure or didn't. It never occurred to her that people could love failure. Her first instinct, "What's wrong with them?" was quickly followed by, "Or are they onto something?" What Dweck has learned through decades of research is that our beliefs about our brains can set us on the path to success or not. In our lifetimes, intelligence has been thought of as a fixed phenomenon. We know now that that's not true. In our lifetimes, intelligence has been thought of as a fixed phenomenon. We know now that it's not. People begin with their unique genetic endowments, but it's clear that experience, training, and personal effort take us the rest of the way. Scientists have shown that we have a great capacity for lifelong learning and brain development. Intelligence is not fixed, but evolves via a constant give and take between genetics and the environment. What does all this have to do with beliefs? Dweck says that one simple belief has the power to determine what you accomplish in life. She talks about this in terms of a fixed mindset and a growth mindset. Dweck says, "Mindsets are beliefs individuals hold about their most basic qualities and abilities. In a growth mindset, people believe they can develop their brain, abilities, and talent. This view creates a love for learning, a drive for growth, and a resilience that's essential for great accomplishments. On the contrary, people with a fixed mindset believe their basic qualities, such as intelligence and abilities, are fixed and can't be expanded. They also believe that talent alone creates success and see effort as a sign of weakness rather than as a positive element of life needed to reach one's full potential. I've worked with clients who believe that if something is hard, it means it's beyond them. The misconception that IQ is fixed has been largely discredited by neuroscience, and the pervasive assumption that usually successful people are naturals, that Michael Jordan was born to be a star, that top entrepreneurs and CEOs are rare geniuses and natural leaders, has not been borne out in research. Studies of extremely successful people show that hard work is the key to success. And if you don't believe you can accomplish something, are you likely to work hard at it? What does it take to create that kind of fire in the belly attitude? It turns out that the way people view the learning process itself and what they believe about their brains are hugely important in determining the willingness to put forth effort to achieve mastery. Dweck discovered that she could actually change kids' mindsets. Further, children who adopted a growth mindset and came to believe that their brain is like a muscle that gets stronger as they use it were more likely to excel in school. They approached new challenges with enthusiasm, while other students shirked pursuits outside their comfort zone. Do you have a fixed or growth mindset? Would it surprise you to know that you can think you're very intelligent and still have that debilitating fixed mindset? How do you know you have it? People with the fixed mindset operate in some or all of these ways. When you fail at something, you feel unworthy in some way and pessimistic about yourself. You're more focused on being seen as smart than on learning. You feel like you have to prove yourself over and over. If our intelligence is fixed, you want to make sure people know you have a lot of it, right? And you shy away from people and experiences that challenge you. In brief, in the face of failure, those with fixed mindsets become self-critical and throw up their hands. People with a growth mindset look at how they might have approached things differently, and they redouble their efforts. If your fixed mindset is limiting you, a few LEFCO Method sessions can eliminate those long-held limiting beliefs about your intelligence and abilities. Please leave your comments and questions about today's post on my blog at MortyLefco.com. I read all the posts and answer as many as I can. And if you found this post useful, please tell your friends and followers by using the buttons at the top of the post at MortyLefco.com. If you haven't yet eliminated at least one of your limiting self-esteem beliefs using the LEFCO belief process, please go to RecreateYourLife.com, where you can eliminate one negative belief free. And for information about eliminating 23 of the most common limiting beliefs and conditionings, which cause 8 of the most common problems in our lives, including a lack of confidence, and get a separate video of the Who Am I Really process, please check out recreateyourlife.com/natural confidence. See you next week.
You've been listening to Recreate Your Life, Morty Lefko's podcast. Subscribe at iTunes or sign up at MortyLefco.com to receive each week's podcast, where you can leave comments about these podcasts. To eliminate one limiting belief free, go to RecreateYourLifeFree.com. And to have your questions answered about how to live your best life, join us on our Facebook page, Recreate Your Life. Been listening to Recreate Your Life, Morty Lefko's podcast. Subscribe at iTunes or sign up at MortyLefko.com to receive each week's podcast, where you can leave comments about these podcasts. To eliminate one limiting belief free, go to RecreateYourLifeFree.com. And to have your questions answered about how to live your best life, join us on our Facebook page, Recreate Your Life.